You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Dave here with Casey, and each week at the Football Radio Show, we give you our expert insight, analysis, and opinions on the top trending stories in the NFL. You ready, Casey?
Willing and waiting, bro.
All right, that's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, The Trend Zone. In today's episode, we'll talk rookie quarterbacks, brutal injuries, LA Rams, our fantasy go-back start of the week, survival picks, and of course, the best games coming up in week two. But first, let's get started with what's trending. Whoa, hold on. Casey, you got a nug for the people first?
Yeah, bro, you can't get to what's trending without nugs, dude. Come on now, Dave. You're still in preseason mode, bro.
Just knocking off the rust over here, dude.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Speaking of all good, man, week one was all good. It was a crazy week of NFL football. Six games in week one, dude, were decided by 2 points or fewer. That's the most of any week in NFL history. Damn. And speaking of, dude, we got to show some love to Derek Carr and those Raiders, dude. Trailing by 11 in the fourth quarter, Carr leads the team on their fourth touchdown drive of the day. 11 plays, 75 yards, bring the Raiders to within 1 point. Dave, how much time left? 52 seconds.
Kick the extra point. Go into overtime.
No, Jack Del Rio put his huevos gigantes right on the table, baby. They went to two. Could have tied it. Instead, they went for the win. They got it. Raiders just a fourth team to score the game-winning points on a two-point conversion in the game's final minute. And the first ever to do it in a season opener. You know the Raider Nation is going absolutely bonkers right now.
Yeah,
dude.
That Raider hype just went up a couple more notches.
Oh, yeah. Charger fan gonna hear about it. All right, Dave, time to smoke them if you got them, bro.
All right, you got it, man. That is nine straight seasons now where the rookie quarterback has started in week one, and we had two of them this year. I'll get it going here, Casey, with Carson Wentz. He had a pretty decent outing for the Eagles, going 22 of 37, 278, and two touchdowns. And, you know, they got a W, and that's the most important thing. They beat the Browns 29-10. So not a bad outing, not a bad start for Carson Wentz in his NFL debut. Be interesting to see, though, how he does when he faces an actual NFL defense.
You're going to have to wait at least another week, dude, because they're playing the Bears on Monday night. So it's going to take a minute.
Sorry about that, Browns. Move this along, Casey.
Yeah, the other one, you know who it was? It was my boy Dak Prescott, 25 of 45, 277. First off, that's way too many attempts, dude.
Way
45 in his first start. No TDs, but he should have had two. Dez dropped one, and Beasley dropped one as well. The high point, though, no turnovers, man. Just not enough. Lost the game to the Giants, even though he's leading that last drive. Williams went left when he should have went right. Didn't get out of bounds. Maybe the sun was coming in of those big-ass windows and blinding him, too. So I'm going to blame it on the sun, Dave.
Jerry World, you need to put the shade on, man.
Yeah, give me some tint. Come on, man.
All right, Casey. Last year we had the all-injury team, and it was packed with lots of great players. Unfortunately, we're picking up right where we left off. Who do you got for us?
We're going to start with RG2. He's just RG2 now because he got hit so damn hard on that play. And I told you guys it was coming.
You called it.
He's going to get blown up on this. And he went straight Rob Johnson, dude, and sought the contact. When he comes back, if he comes back, he's got to learn how to slide and not take those hits that you just don't need to take. Watch Russell Wilson, bro. That's how you get it done. And unfortunately, he's out until at least week 10.
Yeah, and you called it, too. You said, watch, he's going to get blasted. And that was the hit.
Dude, move to the side. Come on. I know, unfortunately, you got one of these, too.
Yeah, I'm not laughing about this one at all. Keenan Allen goes down with a torn ACL. He is done for the year. Chargers coming off that four-win season with a ton of injuries last year. And losing one of the biggest playmakers on the squad is just an absolutely brutal loss for this Chargers team trying to get out of the basement of the AFC West. You know, interesting fact I heard on the radio from John Clayton, Casey, 25 torn ACLs so far this season, all 25 of them non-contact, man. These dudes are just too big and strong for their own ligaments and tendons, dude. It's ridiculous.
I know, and you see it happen, dude. We saw this one, too. Right when he went down, we knew what it was before we heard anything from the doctors. Like, boom, that's an ACL, man. It's just unfortunate, and it's weird how they're happening on that, man.
Yeah, no doubt. We diagnosed that one from the couch. I was crying along with Keenan on that one, dude. It was brutal.
Yeah, man. Hopefully he can get healthy, man, sooner than later. All right, Dave, speaking of unhealthy, Rams football's back in L.A., baby. And seriously, they left the football in L.A. because they were in San Francisco on Monday night. And what we saw up there was not really football. They got destroyed by the 49ers, 28-0. Now they got the Seahawks coming into town next week. Seahawks are favored by 6.5, bro. And this team better start winning, dude, because interest will wane fast in L.A.
I think L.A. wants to send this product back to St. Louis. We got a bunk product here. No, you're right.
We thought we were getting best show on turf. Not that.
This was lousy football, I'll tell you what. And it is a long way before that shiny new stadium comes into play here to reignite this fan base. And like you said, the people are going to get really disenchanted if they can't put a better product on the field than that. Wow. Starts next week.
At least we got the radio call, though, of that guy on the field last night. That was pretty epic, dude.
That was an awesome call by Kevin Harlan. Incredibly. Yeah, gotta YouTube that one and find that one out there, folks.
All right, right on the Football Radio Show YouTube page, bro. It's right there.
Beautiful. All right, Case, moving on to our go back start of the week. This is the people clamor for this one, Casey. Who do you have in your go back start of the week fantasy?
Well, I would have had to be Nostradamus to see this one, dude. I would have had to either bench Shady or Zeke. Put in your boy, Melvin Gordon, dude. 2 touchdowns, man,
nice,
against that grimy Chiefs defense. Fortunately for me, though, I had plenty of points to spare, so I got the win anyways. How did it work out for you?
Not quite as well, Casey. I would have had to be supreme Nostradamus on mine. I would have had to bench Adrian Peterson in favor of second-string running back Charles Sims.
You didn't do that.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I went with Peterson on this one, and it cost me the game. I lost by just over 5 points, and that was a 7-point differential on that one. A very, very unlikely fantasy go-back for the week for me. But there you go, the go-back start. I got burned by Peterson. He's on the bench from now on. That's it. I've learned my lesson.
Cut that guy, dude. I'll make a trade with you. All right, the other hallmark that everybody loves is the weekly survivor pick. And luckily for us, we're making it on to next week. Where did you go?
Dude, I was squirming with about 38% of the folks out there who took Seattle at home, where they're supposed to be so very, very powerful, the 12th man and such. And man, they were asleep. They were about to lose this game 6-3, it seemed like, or 10-6 late in the game, but they finally got their offense going and pulled out the W. Whew! Thank you, Seattle. I'm done with you guys now. Casey, what about you?
I went with the Fighting Brocks down there in Houston, and we had turned that game on. It was already 7-0 Bears. I was like, oh, no, man, they're going to do me. But Texans fought back, got the lead, and then I kind of coasted through the fourth quarter. So easy breezy. I live to fight for week 2.
All right, Case. Moving on to some action heading into week 2. Some great NFL action. We'll touch on a couple of these games here. We'll get it started with the Cowboys, your Dallas Cowboys, at the Redskins in a divisional battle. Redskins at home favored by 3. How do you see this one, Case?
Man, this is a big-time game for the Cowboys. They need it really badly. Losing to the Giants last week, if they go to Washington and lose to these hated Skins, man, they're not only going to be 0-2, 0-2 in a division. That's a huge hole to climb out of. Luckily, we saw that the Skins gave up a ton of yards on the ground to the Steelers. Oh, by the way, we have Alfred Morris, former Redskin, on the team. Zeke gets it going a little better this week. Cowboys have to run the ball better. Dak cannot throw 45 times. If he does, man, that's not going to be a formula for success. All right, Dave, let's flip this over to the AFC North. What a tasty game, bro. The Bengals at the Steelers. Steelers 3.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, and the Bengals looking good in week one. The Steelers looking really good in week one. And obviously the Bengals have been to the playoffs a lot. Steelers, a lot of injuries last year, but the team, despite not having Le'Veon Bell, they are clicking on offense, man. They can really put up a ton of points. This is going to be a fun game, and obviously it's always physical in this division, but, man, that Steelers team looks like they can score some points.
And dude, if AJ Green is treating Revis Island like he did last week to the tune of almost 200 yards, what's he going to do to the Steelers DBs? Wow, I cannot wait to see this game, bro.
No doubt. All right, moving on. It is the Colts at the Broncos. Broncos at home favored by 6.
I think the Colts might have looked better than the Broncos did last week, but they don't have the W to show for it. Luck and company got it going late, but a lot of injuries in that game for the Colts. And that offensive line is in shambles. And we saw that Broncos front four coming up and hitting Cam in the head, in the chin, in the neck area. So if they do that to Luck, man, Luck won't be in the air. Luck will be on the ground. Colts got to find a way to win this game. And Broncos, man, they're loving life after that huge win against the Panthers last week.
No doubt. He's going to need that lucky beer to help him out to get through some of those headshots, man.
I'm next, dude. Sunday night football, the Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikes are 2-point favorites at home.
Yeah, neither of these teams looked really awesome last week, but the Packers pulled it out and got the W. Vikings have the quarterback quandary. Will they go Sean Hill? Will they
Bradford.
Go Sam Bradford?
Come on.
I think it's time to accelerate the Bradford experiment and see what they've got there. They've got to get that ground game going a little bit better. Peterson.
Well, Peterson's going to be on the bench, right?
So that means he's going to go off, Casey. Vikings, though, opening the new stadium, and that thing is completely awesome looking. We'll just tune in just to see the stadium, but obviously this is a great divisional matchup as well. So very interesting football game. All right, Casey, if you haven't done so already, and you probably have, head on over to the YouTubes and subscribe to our Football Radio Show YouTube channel. So much video goodness, you won't believe your eyes.
I don't believe my eyes.
You won't believe your ears. That is going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. I'm Dave. He's Casey. We are out of here.